Hello, well I thought I'd do this audio boo to tell you about another app that I've downloaded onto my phone and which is also going to go on the iPod as well, called TuneIn Radio. Now I got this app, I think I got it last Sunday and I may have mentioned it a bit on Twitter, but I thought I'd do an audio boo about it anyway. Because it is an excellent app. Well, as you can tell by the name, it is a radio station app. And you can get stations from all over the world. You can search if you want. It asks you, when you first install it, it says that it would like to use your current location. And it's best to say yes to that, because if you want to search for just local stations, you can do that. And it just, obviously, it shows you all the stations that are nearby. You can also search for stations by country, by genre, by well, like category, music, talk, whatever, by country, by, I might have said that, by language, you can search it for. And say if you choose, for example, by country or language. For example, if you search by language, I looked for Spanish stations the other day. Once you've searched by language, you can then narrow it down to search by genre. So you can, so I searched for Spanish stations and then I looked for top 40 slash, I chose top 40 slash pop, and it showed us all the top 40 slash pop stations from Spain and all the Spanish-speaking countries in South America. So it's really, really good. And yeah, it has a massive variety. If you search by region, you can choose from Europe, Asia, North America, South America, Africa, Australasia. And then obviously once you get in there, you can choose between the various categories. It's kind of like an app version of Mike's Radio World, which is a website where you can get radio stations from all over the world. But I think it's better than Mike's Radio World, actually, because on that site, I mean, I haven't been on it for a little while, but the last time I looked, they'd taken some of the stations off it, whereas this one seems to have a lot more variety. And late last night, the app's free, but you can buy your pro version for 69 pence, which does a few more things. And I don't know if I'll use these features much that the pro version has, but at least I have them if I want them, and for not a very high price at all. I mean, 69 pence. And these extra features are that you can record radio streams and you can pause and rewind live streams. So that is cool. Yeah, hopefully these features should work quite well with VoiceOver, the extra features, because the rest of it does. It works excellent with VoiceOver. And you can also add stations to presets as well. When you're listening to a station, if you flick round, you find the button saying add to presets and you can add it. And then you just go to your presets tab if you want to look at your stations in there, and you just select the one you want. There's a presets tab and there's a browse tab as well. So yep, it's definitely a very good app. So I'll pause this now. Okay. So I'll pause this and I'll say bye for now.